Some people appear to have known the imminent future on that fateful day. FEMA had arrived in New York on Monday night, ready for a bioterror drill. Spokesman Tom Kenny to Dan Rather.
To be honest with you, we arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning. And not until today did we get a full opportunity to work the entire site other than the spot at church and day to which we were deployed.
And Rudy Giuliani, mayor of New York, tells ABC's Peter Jennings that he was aware the towers would be coming down.
What's going on now is a massive rescue effort.
And do you believe it's hundreds or thousands?
I really don't want to say right now, Peter. I think it's going to be a horrible number. I saw people jumping out of the World Trade Center. I saw some of the firefighters who I know going into the building, so... And we were in a building in which we were trapped for about 10, 15 minutes. And we set up headquarters at 75 Barclay Street, which was right there with the police commissioner, the fire commissioner, the head of emergency management. And we were operating out of there when we were told that the World Trade Center was going to collapse. The World Trade Center was going to collapse. It was going to collapse. It was going to collapse.
Similarly, Larry Silverstein, new leaseholder of the World Trade Center, regretfully declared that a decision was made to pull Building 7 by the end of the day, the last structure added to the World Trade Center complex. Let's hear Mr. Silverstein's actual words, delivered for our benefit in the 2002 PBS documentary, America Rebuilds.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.